Good afternoon. My blog for today is surviving for 3 days. These days, being able to survive for 3 days during and after a disaster of some magnitude is a most talked about subject here in New Zealand. We survived the earthquake of November 2016, however, it did get me thinking as to what to do next, because the outcome could have been quite the reverse. Natural disasters come in all sorts of ways, most of them unexpected, the usual ones being fire, flood and earthquake. However, what about a home invasion that trashes everything you own? What about an unforeseen water contamination problem? What about a car or an aeroplane landing on or in your house? What about a bombing? What about a massive tree falling down right over and into your house? What if for some unknown reason your power is turned off for days on end? What if you are cut off from your town supplies for supermarket, doctor, school, etc.? These might be laughable situations, you might be thinking. However, no one ever knows what the next second is going to bring into a family's lives. No one. Do you have a plan in place, in case you can't get home from work on the train or bus or your own car? Do the children know what to do in any event of emergency? Have you educated them on what to do when you are not there? When there is no doctor, when there is no phone service, when there is no power, when there's no vehicle to go anywhere? When there is no food, how to look after themselves, there are no shops open, how long could you and your family survive? Here we go. Are going to give you some guides as to how to survive for 72 hours. However, you really should be thinking more long term, like 3 months to a year. There are books available to help you, and you can always email me if I am disturbing your up till now peaceful thoughts. It's not about it will never happen anymore. It is now about when will it happen. We found a book that's most helpful to start out getting yourselves prepared. You can look at what they have to offer in the way of costs and then write your list and go shopping and compare. You may already have what you need. However, there will always be something that you don't have yet that is a must have. It will make the difference as to whether you and your family will see it out or not. Check our links below this blog. And thank you for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson, and you can read part 2 tomorrow.